A small mark on your mind, left by me to remind me where I left off. That is where we begin today. You will resume where we left off, feeling the familiar effects of my control drift over you. My voice and your peaceful obedience go hand in hand. Obedience can induce sensation, opening your mind to feelings you have stored. Your mind storing all familiar sensations, of which the sexual sensations you simulate during nighttime fantasies are particularly potent and prominent. It is these I will recall, call to mind, shape to shape you, but with a slight twist. If I were to take the sensations you have stored and run them through a simple hypnotic filter, a deepening anchor where each time a specific event occurs, it drags you further away from what you were thinking before and more toward what I would like you to think of. If I were to do that, the results would be obvious and immediate. You will lose yourself in the scratch and twitch of my control. I always pick up where I leave off, and that is something you have already begun. I always have more, until we've made you complete in my control. Made you complete by telling you the rest of the story, telling you more about how you respond to something as simple as the etch of my nails against your skin, evoking your whimpers. You have had the tiniest possible taste of a deep, abiding intensity of sensation, fingernails rasping, then hands rubbing. The combination enough to make you groan and moan out your feelings. Those feelings are contained for the time being. Time has passed between the moment of the scratch and the present. But in your brain, the scratch is always there. The place I resume, the home I've made for yearning in you. An ever deeper etched location, a bookmark for us both. Something within you awakens when I speak. Marks I've left in you, ways for my control to get inside you. They activate, spread, and welcome my touch. Scratching my fingers down your back is the least of your concerns. You should think of the way I've marked your mind, the way I've set alluring paths across the surface, roads for my words to travel, big and important, right into your head. My nails down your back, my hand rubbing over the marks left on you, to reinforce that I do this for the sake of our shared enjoyment. After all, I deserve to have my fun, and you deserve to feel what that fun does to you. Your body is more exposed to sensation now than ever before. You drift and fall away. When you touch the rest of the world, when you are other places far from my control, you need to dull sensations so you can deal with the world. No sensation you feel will ever be quite as acute, as powerful, as symbolic, as my simply marking you with my nails to show you your place and purpose. Here in this deep place with me, even if you drift and fall far away, it will be all right. You can play the game and let the feelings in. Let my touch in. Let my influence in. Let the scratches echo over to your mind and leave impressions, deep ways into your mind. Safe, healed, peaceful, but channels through which my words make it into you and past your defenses. Opened up by me. So the way these things feel is undeniable and all-consuming. When you are opened up, there is no barrier between my words and your mind, between my hands and your flesh, between your needs and my satisfaction of them to train you in my control. Scratches are a gift, a tiny etching on your body, on your mind. The running of fingernails down your back leads you to think of my hands, molding, shaping, guiding. I scratch you. You feel the tremor of it. Your body is different than it normally is. It is a deep refuge for pleasure, more open to feeling than ever before. Every time I scratch my nails along your back, I do more than just touch the surface. Skin and nerve endings is a part of who you are, wired to your mind, and I am within your mind, making them react more than ever before. Even though the sensations would be gentle, barely noticeable to someone who was otherwise, you, fortunately for us, are deep and relaxed. In this place, every rasping movement of my nails along your back, however gentle, echoes inside you. You are flesh and nerve endings, but also mind and body, and the awareness that it is I who is doling out this cherished overstimulation is enough to make you feel it far too much. So much that your mind says, this is too much sensation, that eerie, ticklish combination of good and peculiar feelings into one. Of course, coming from me, any sensation would be a gift. And I know you are obedient. You will ask for no more than I wish to give. You will want exactly what I deliver. Want it so badly. Running my hands flat down your back after each long, mind-numbing scratch, so you can feel me massaging the briefly marked flesh. Nothing more than a slight line of changed color on your skin, but more than enough to send deep furrows of obedient lust and desire for more into your waiting, open brain. Those markings I leave make places for me, in your brain and in the hierarchy of internal desire. I am turning the knobs and setting the dials, determining that more pleasure should flow to you, then through you, and into you, changing you and training you, making you enamored of my touch and turning every scratching report on your senses into a lesson of how to obey. Lessons like this one are only properly received in deep places. Rest your body and brain. Let my words wash you away. The places inside yourself which need to follow me lead you deep. Your thoughts are there, but my words are so much more alluring that you discard your own thoughts to pick up mine. Discard the silly things from before I began to speak, the thoughts and seeming knowledge you had before, and accept the important body-tingling things I keep doing to you. I will keep doing them for a long time, until all of you is filled with me, stained pleasantly with my voice, made my color, made my student, made mine. So we chip away at the things you could do without. We make the important things clearer. Though invisible to you at first, the things I reveal are so obvious once they fill your mind, so undeniable, incontrovertible, so good and right for you, and right for me. Isn't that right? You listen, waiting for words you will hear. You know how to listen and hold on to the memories and sensations I give you. I will give you many things for coming deep and letting your body fall away and your brain focus. I will give you deep, peaceful, full-body relaxation that leaves every muscle oozing and loose, every thought so much less important than my words. My words are more important. In those moments when I tell you about scratches down your back, though, I will understand if you get wrapped up in the raw, powerful feeling that touches so much of the rest of your body. The feeling of fingernails moving across back muscles, made more sensitive by your deep, hypnotized state. You feel things more, so much more. They are felt in more places than merely your back. You know all the systems of your body are interconnected. Stimulation to one does not report in the others. But the warm kiss delivered to your neck makes your breathing harsher, and your head swims with pleasure, and your back might even arch, both to signal things and to feel things. This is very similar. When I play my fingernails down your back, your body reports it to your brain, but also to the other systems in your body. That brushing of nails down your back becomes a pleasure that sets you to the edge of a deep void of need. Need for more. Need to feel. Need me. You need me. And I intend to give you more of me, more of my words, more of my nails down your back, more and more until you are filled with me, drowned out by thoughts of me, only my words making it through into your spirit and mind and body. Sustained by me, enhanced by me, open to the changes I will make, and have already begun to weave, and will continue to make for as long as your body is a vague, pleasant-feeling, euphoric, tranced vessel for your vulnerable mind. My lessons are easy to remember, because when I teach you things, I always do something to your body, as well as to your mind, like these scratches, little markings, aching furrows. I give you the ability to feel more than before, and you give me obedient service in turn. You allow me to make changes in how you feel and process what you feel. You let me remind you that my fingernails slide down your back and send you to a paradise of pleasure that might be just a tiny bit too much for you. So, I give you words and a scratch down your back, sending tingles through your nervous system, an intensity of sensation you would shy away from, except you must obey and stay. Now, to make this lesson memorable, so you will engrave it in yourself. That scratch echoes and touches more places. It touches your fingertips and your toes, your shoulders and your scalp and your stomach and your inner thighs. Like continued pleasure after climax, just too much. But not just sexual pleasure, also the pleasure of another's touching raining down on your consciousness and washing away everything except me. Each time I scratch, you amp up to the maximum sensation you can receive. Then, when I rub my hands tenderly over the faint little mark afterward, the pleasure sting tingle of it all makes the memory grow hazy and important. The more important these things become, the more vacant and soft your mind is. You want more. Boys like you always want more. Oh, and there is more, I assure you. Another scratch now. Another etching, tiny mark from my nails down your back. The lightest possible touch, magnified in your system until it becomes something worth talking about, something worth remembering. Then, more tender rubbing. The warmth of my palms, which have run down your back over the shivering marks I've left so many times. They have become very warm, very familiar. Just like how you feel my scratches in your entire body, going out to the tips of your toes and across your stomach and between your legs. My hands are tenderly rubbing your whole body, too. The back is the nexus, and the rest of the body is a shivering, happy place in your mind. You get to enjoy this. Boys like you get to enjoy many, many things I will do to them. Just as the last mind-numbing scratch fades, another lands. You hear my excitement, feel my warmth. A scratch, just one nail tracing from the back of your neck down your back entirely, and then my hand rubbing the same spot, following the same trail. Really, I am spreading the scratched, nerve-tingling sensation by rubbing across the place I marked. The sensation dies out, but now your body exists only in the furrowed wake of the marks I leave. One, and yet another, a physical reminder, an anchor to go with all of the nice words. My words are more than words. They are your lessons. This is all so good. It is pushing you just beyond the normal limits of comfort, to teach you that maybe you should expand your horizons. Expand them with me. Let me guide you. Those marks down your back, your body feels them like never before, like no other scratching movement that slightly colors your flesh could ever be felt before. This is such a gentle thing, too, a comparatively minor thing, but because it is so minor, it is striking. Anyone else would scratch you harder, would have to scratch you harder. But my gentle touches are profound lessons, even on their own. Lessons in how I can make you feel, how I like, no, love to make you feel. So I propose a hypothetical for you. What if I did more? What if I delivered more sensation to your body? I press lightly, only lightly. So lightly you would be barely sure my fingers were even there, if not for the fact of your shivering. Your whole body loves this. I am touching just one part, just the surface of your back, but your whole body gets to react. Aren't you lucky to be here with me? Your body is lost beyond the horizon of what you normally experience. First, the gradual increase of sensation. Then, my exploitation of that to get my control and influence further and deeper into you. You follow along while I do whatever I wish, and you are rewarded in the process. That I enjoy myself is most important, but I want you to enjoy too. Well, also, I wish you to be pushed to a height of sensitivity so great that the process of coming back down makes you happily shake with bliss. I'm tweaking your senses. My words embed in your mind so that the line of sensory awareness, which flows from your back to your brain, is more finely tuned. The dial is turned up on sensation. I run a long mark down you, and your mind follows in the wake of it, trembling all the while. These are good feelings, but they might also be just a bit too much. More than you normally feel, anyway. If the sensation is too much, it will reduce. It will become tolerable. But never wholly comfortable. We want you to be outside your normal comfort zone of sensation by just the tiniest amount. An exploratory toe in the waters of my control, washing you over with momentary scratches, and then the bliss of my warm hand wiping away all discomfort. So, you are brought to the heights of sensation, then taken to deep, sleepy places, a pattern which seesaws back and forth between intensity and tranquility. It is intense when my fingers move down your back and send wonderful signals of a tiny bit too much happy pleasure stinging into your brain. It is tranquil and peaceful, sedate and calm. When my hand runs over the mark afterward, and makes you shiver. The peaceful tenderness reminds you, this is for your own good. So many things I do are for your own good. To know yourself more completely is to your benefit, as well as to mine. Know that, though the sensation may at times be a bit too much, we will undergo fine-tuning until the possibility of what I could do becomes the certainty that I must do it, becomes the knowledge that, if I do, you will be lost to the world, lost in the feeling of me, lost in the way I make you feel. Yes, I'm making you other than you have been, into what you will be. which, just in this present moment, is mine. Allow me to demonstrate for you. Those familiar etching scratches that slide slowly down your back and leave little marks, they stop. A cessation, an absence of sensation. Your bare back stinging and tingling in the open air without my touch. The touch stops, and this makes you all the more aware of how I have made you feel, and of the remnants of sensation in your system. Without my touch, you are left panting in the wake. You are left with the feeling of cessation, which may be a relief. Relief floods you, cooling and simple, instead of the complicated, intense heat of my nails across your back. Then you feel the memory growing stronger, more insistent. The memory of what it was like to have me scratching away at you, making you mine in the intensity of every moment which passed. You remain there. You feel still the echoes, but the main sensation is gone. And you know what you want. You feel devoid, empty of my touch. The alternating pattern of scratches and pleasant rubs across your abraded flesh is absent, and you are missing something. Feel how much you want something. It might be hard to place just what it is you want, but we really do know. This is to teach you what you need and what you deserve. My nails return. You feel bliss. You feel right. You feel in your place again as they run down your back and scratch a long mark from the top to the bottom of your back. You deserve this touch. You feel me, so I make you want more. The more I scratch away, the more you want additional touches. Intensity only rises when I cease scratching and begin rubbing my hands up and down. Beg me in your mind. Beg me for more. Realize you have the capability to feel more in every place. If we just take you to the place where it happens. But without my influence and control, you would have ignored this capacity, this ability to feel more and more through your dazed, controlled form. It benefits you to feel the way I want you to feel. I want you to know more about you, about me, about how fingernails down your back can remind you all day of just what the body is capable of feeling and what my voice is capable of dealing out to a waiting, listening boy like you. Finally, the summary of our lesson. First, imagine the way I made you feel. And this was just the lightest, gentlest scratches. If I did something more intense, something indulging my natural sadism even a touch more, you would be reeling and groaning and moaning and losing yourself in it. Remember that, and look forward to the next time. Finally, a point to meditate on before your next lesson. I have been saying the words, a boy like you. As my fingers run one final time, slowly, agonizingly slowly, down your back, those words filter back to you. What exactly is a boy like you? What are you? You are my very pleasing, very marked, very open, and a very good boy.